So this morning, I'm going to ask something that I've never asked before from the congregation. And this morning, I'm going to invite you to engage with us in worship. And I know worship can be a weird thing, and it can be something that some of you really love and enjoy. But as we start worship this morning, I'm going to ask a question, and I want you to think about this as we just continue through worship today. I'm going to ask, when did Christ Jesus become your Lord and Savior? When did he become the Lord of your life? So I want specific year to, if you can, the date, the exact moment to reflect on that. And as we reflect on that this morning, I want, just like that verse said, joyful singing to come out of each one of us. And it may be expressed differently, but I want to invite you all this morning to worship with us. Father, we just thank you this morning. We thank you for your worship. We thank you how you've called us to gather, to give praise to your name, to set aside time to worship you and to give you thanks. So you remember how he said, remember the time when you met the Lord? Today is a day of testimony, and today is a day of praise, not just because we gather here together and can worship freely, but today is a day where we are going to be baptizing 6 people coming. Yeah. Amen. 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 So this is where your part comes in. And this may feel a little awkward because I'm asking you to be open and vulnerable with a group of people that you might not know. But this question was asked to me when I was doing outreach a couple of years ago, and I found it to be the most powerful thing. So I want to ask that you would raise your hand if you've known Jesus as your Lord and Savior for at least 1 year. Good. Keep it up. Keep your hands up. Keep your hands up if you've known Jesus for more than 5 years. Keep your hands up if you've known Jesus for more than 10 years. Keep your hands up if you've known the Lord as your Savior for 20 years. Keep your hands up if you've known the Lord for over 30 years. And keep your hands up if you've known the Lord for 40 years. So this is where it gets a little bit weird, but I want you guys to look around. Look at the hands that are raised. Because we are a generation that needs mothers and fathers in the Lord. So if you don't know the Lord and you haven't walked with him for much of a very, like, a very long time, these are your mothers and your fathers. These are the ones that are going to be praying for you. These are the ones that are going to steward you. And they're going to love you at this church. You can put your hands down. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Back to the moment I saw your face.
So as we close out this song, there's one other thing I want to prompt you guys to do today. So we're sitting in these circles at a table, and I believe with all my heart this is a church that believes in prayer and the power of prayer. And this may feel awkward and this may feel very weird, but if you can, grab somebody next to you and pray with him, pray with her, ask them the needs of their hearts. And just pray together as we finish and close out this time of worship.
We are eternal. come back to living. Here's where the death is. Come back to living. Here's where the death is. Come back to living. I feel my heart beating.
I'm going to invite the ushers to come up right now. They'll be taking offering as we close up.